Passion of the Christ being released. After 7 days, it made $144.6 million. After The Passion went overseas, it became the number one independent film in history. It's interesting to note that Mel Gibson was not given one single penny by Hollywood to help promote the movie. We went to see The Passion of the Christ in Kansas City when it first came out. And lo and behold, a sign at the entrance of the theater. This is what it said. The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles. AMC, that's the movie theater owners, strongly advise parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it is appropriate for their children. I thought it was pretty interesting that they would put the sign up for The Passion of the Christ when all that Hollywood promotes is a whole lot of sex, drugs, violence, murder, and even cannibalism. That's when people eat people. Pretty sick, isn't it? Well, I checked out some of the other movies that were playing in the same movie theater at the same time. Keep in mind, they had The Passion of the Christ, which was rated R for graphic depictions of brutality. This is what they were. The movie Monster was playing and was rated R for strong violence, sexual content, and pervasive language, yet there was no warning sign posted for that movie. The movie Calendar Girls was rated PG-13 due to nudity, language, and drug-related material, yet there was no warning sign for this movie either. The third movie I found was called 21 Grams. It was rated R for language, sexuality, violence, and even drug use, yet again, there was no warning sign. So after seeing the hypocrisy of the entertainment industry, I came up with my own sign. Notice the moviegoer should state, AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. Did you know that G-rated movies are far better at the box office than R-rated films are? Yet R-rated movies are pushed and released 12 times more than G-rated films. G-rated film profits made an average of $92.3 million, while R-rated film profits were only $17.9 million. You see, it's not about the money, folks. It's about what's being indoctrinated into the youth of our country. In 1946, the Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America stated that you could not say the following words during a movie: nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk. Also, if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crime before that movie was over. Have you noticed all the movie theaters going up lately? A man named Caesar knew something that was really important and really powerful. He knew that he could control people by simply entertaining them. Pay close attention to what he said. Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, and I can do whatever I want to do with them. Again, why all the movie theaters going up? Why all the entertainment? Why all the cable TV with 80 different channels on it? Well, that's why. One last interesting point. The word tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. Sexuality, violence, and even drug use, yet again, there was no warning sign. So after seeing the hypocrisy of the entertainment industry, I came up with my own sign. Notice the moviegoer should state, AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. Did you know that G-rated movies are far better at the box office than R-rated films are? Yet R-rated movies are pushed and released 12 times more than G-rated films. G-rated film profits made an average of $92.3 million, while R-rated film profits were only $17.9 million. You see, it's not about the money, folks. It's about what's being indoctrinated into the youth of our country. In 1946, the Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America stated that you could not say the following words during a movie. Nuts to you. Dang. Lousy. How is God glorified in us, and we in Him, by His grace? What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish His own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to get right into this. If at any time you want to call in, 281-845-4704. If at any time you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. I just want to share some things with you, especially to you affiliates out there. I want you to listen carefully because on social media platforms, obviously they can see the visuals, which speak a thousand times more than what in many cases you are not seeing. So I'm going to do my best to paint that picture for you. But what I have in front of me right now is a Minnesota sheriff. Okay, he's a deputy, actually. He's got a sheriff body armor vest on. And he says, "I am a police officer for the Somalians, first in the U.S. and abroad." Now, I also want you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, what's going on here in America is all of those that are being deported by force, by the European people who are standing up in the millions and driving them through forced deportation, they are now coming into the West. And as they come into the West, they're given options. As again, they play the victims, as they attack the people, the American peoples are, their eyes are shut so tightly that they're not paying attention to what's going on in the rest of the world. But folks, again, what's happening in Europe, they're being mass deported by force. They're not asking their said representatives. They're demanding the deportation of those that are taking office in America today. And I want you to listen carefully, folks, because what you're going to hear right now, and I'm going to play this for you, the audio, so you can hear what everybody else is seeing for the most part. But it's a picture of this said Muslim, this Minnesota police officer, he calls himself. He declares his loyalty to Somalia over America. He said, "We work for our own people." Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but what he's done is proclaimed his own guilt concerning the act of treason. He has no right to come over into America, who, again, plays the refugee, plays the victim. Well, what he does is he gets into office and then he attacks that system. That's what these people are known for doing, and it's exactly what they're doing once again. That is not a simulation, friends. That is following their protocol that they are here to conquer. And again, friends, it's only going to go so far as the American people let it go. Somehow or another, he said, a simulation isn't optional. If you come here as a refugee, but you put your homeland first, pack your bags and get out. That's what people are saying right now. I also want to share this with you, that I've already let the local sheriff know. There's 87 sheriffs in the state of Minnesota. I've already talked to my said representatives. So I'm doing my due diligence here instantaneously after I found this out. And I just asked the question. I said, where is it in the Constitution that your said representatives who are committing the act of treason, giving way to those that mean to conquer us and occupying office, which they have no constitutional authority whatsoever to do, where is it found in the Constitution that they can go ahead and transgress law throughout their criminal tenures? And the said representative said back to me, well, it's not there. No, you're exactly right. See, for people that don't understand, I want you to listen carefully as to what my friend said, this said representative who's a senator in the state of Minnesota. He said, Bradley, the people have to stand up and demand justice. He said, the problem is the people are not standing up and demanding justice. This is what is happening. He said, they're doing whatever you let them get away with doing, friends. And it's exactly what they're doing. Let me go ahead and play this video for you. It's from Christine Sokoloff. And it's a video that says Somalia First on it. And again, it shows a video of this said deputy calling himself a police officer or a sheriff, telling us that he is here to work for his own people. He said, we work for Somalia's First, not Americans. I want you to hear me again. He said, we work for Somalians first, not Americans. They do, folks, try that in their country and tell me how it flies. Tell me how it goes over. They'll behead you. Okay, but somehow or another, the American people and their said idiotic representatives think that it's freedom of religion, not understanding that freedom of religion falls not to foreign religions, which is going to bring about a war, read John, Judges 5:8, as the Lord told us it would. That's in fact what is happening. But the said representatives of today say it's freedom of religion for these people to take office. And they're right there to open the doors for them to do so. No, that's not what that means. Freedom of religion means freedom to what? Fall in line with who we are as a people, one nation under God, under denominations, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, the list goes on. It doesn't mean foreigners coming over here and implementing and doing their best to establish their culture and their governments within our government. That is unconstitutional. That is the act of treason. And those that are helping these said individuals to take office that are here not to support the laws of America, but to support and defend their own Somalian population, that is an admission of treason. Americans, that's what that is. I just said to somebody today, I said, you know what's interesting? I said, nobody wants to listen. Nobody will. I get it. I totally understand what Jeremiah was going through. I understand what the small prophets were going through and the major prophets. I totally get it. The people aren't going to listen. The Lord tells you they're not going to listen because they're dull of sight and they're deaf. They can't hear, right? Jeremiah 5:21. And it's interesting because people don't listen to this message until it happens. And that's what is happening right now. And people want to ignore that it's happening right now in their own backyards, but it is. And it's going to fall to your kids, friends. I'm here again to tell you that the Lord is on your side and the law is on your side. And the said representative government, Tim Walzes, the Keith Ellisons, the Ilhan Omars, the list goes on, the chief of police, they all need to be held accountable for the act of treason, friends, because that's exactly what this is. We are working for Somalians. We understand the culture. We understand the language. We understand the way of life. That's why we are different from foreigners or from white officers. So they're telling you they mean to establish a foreign government in the United States of America. For those that don't know, since Ron Mamdani has won and now become good pals with Donald Trump, who's selling you out, as I've told you over the last two cycles of his tenure, it's interesting that he has now Muslims patrolling the streets. He's a Zionist puppet, by the way, but he has the Muslims in the police force. They have their own police force, folks, scanning the cities and patrolling the cities on the behalf of the Muslims. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spalding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Well, folks, while this is all happening, I also posted to the sheriff concerning what was going on, and his mere reply was crazy, as if to suggest that these issues are happening in a third world country. So folks, I'm out there doing what needs to be done. People ask me all the time, Bradley, you tell us what's wrong, but what are we supposed to do? Follow the lead. Keep the commandments. Bring forth justice and judgment. Quit hiding behind what you call prayer. And if you look at Proverbs 28, you're going to find out your prayers all go for naught if you don't take heed to the commandments of the Lord. I mean, prayer is good, friends, but when it comes to a substitute for obedience, right, it is a blatant hypocrisy and a despicable Phariseeism. You're a pretender. You're a fiend. You're a counterfeit. No. Just like I've said 1,000 times, David prayed too. But he went to the field to take out Goliath, and he took Goliath's sword and took off Goliath's head. So he went forward a couple more steps than what was even required, or at least what the American people think were required. It was called full obedience to the Lord. I mean, there was a difference between Amaziah, friends, and the king. And the difference was one wholly followed David and the other one didn't. I mean, it's just incredible. It really is. And I'm talking about King Hezekiah. Notice the difference. One obeyed to the fullest, and the other one didn't. I wonder which one's sitting up in heaven right now, looking down as a cloud of witness, looking for people that the Lord says that he's looking for, hoping that he can maybe point the Lord to when I speak as a man. In other words, they're sparse. They're hard to find on so many different levels. This is what we're doing. I'm not going to stop there. I already know that. You know what the number one issue that America is dealing with today? Here, listen to me carefully. First of all, you have a bunch of diplomatic compromised individuals in office in representative positions for the most part. I see it all day long. But you know what the real problem is? If you look at Revelation 21, verse 8, it will give you the answer. You know the first ones that are thrown into hell are the cowards. The fearful. And the only way to get rid of fear of man is to fear God. That's really the objective with all of us, isn't it? As disciples of the Lord. I mean, if we're born of the Spirit, we're not afraid of man. No. Man should be afraid of those that are born of the Spirit. And guess what? They are. That's why their Father persecutes those that actually obey the Lord. Revelation 12:10. I want to show you an exhibit for you. And let you hear the cowardice that we see in Minneapolis, Minnesota here, okay? Because what's happening in Minnesota, we have 87 sheriffs that are standing down in the face of this deputy, and they all say that they just feel limited, yet they swore to uphold the Constitution, which entails what? It entails that they uphold the enumerated laws, but somehow or another, corruption is telling them that they are limited. They can only go so far. No, that's the media. And you know what's speaking louder than anything else? Is their fear of man. And it shows you who their fear is, or who they fear. And it shows you who their idol is. You know what an idol is, friends? An idol is anything that stands up against Christ. And yet you look from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, what is it? It's nothing but a bunch of heroic individuals who stood up and believed. And they lived out their faith and brought forth justice. What am I talking about? Here, let me just bring this up really quick because I need to. And I want to go over there right now. It's called the Faith Chapter. And it says this. And listen carefully, all of you professors, because this applies to you. Okay? It says this. It says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought, that means pounded in place, righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. Going over to Hebrews 11:34 now. What does it say there? It tells us, friends, hang on a second. Going over to 34, what does it say? Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of aliens. Just think, if it wasn't for those patriarchs that went before us, we wouldn't even be here today. But let me bring you over to the chief of police in Minneapolis, who's as compromised as they get, friends. Because what he was doing most recently was basically magnifying the crimes of the Somalians that are attempting to bring their culture into the state of Minnesota. By the way, nobody wants them here. And I'm talking about those that are not here to assimilate, because they're not here lawfully, right? They mean to conquer, right? That's an act of treason, right? Yeah. He was calling out their crimes. And then when it got back to the ears of the Somalian communities, guess what? Guess what he does? Here, I'll let you hear it.
We have to be honest at times with the problems that we're having in our community, and we need our community to help us fix those problems together, because it's real and it's serious. At the same time, if people have taken anything that I have said out of context in a way that's caused harm, I apologize and I'm sorry for that, because that's not my intention at all.
Yeah, if anybody, hey friends, if anybody feels offended by what I said when I was calling out their crimes, though it's my job as a law enforcer to do just that. Guess what the word law means, by the way, Webster's 28? It means to not only instruct and to teach, but it also means to point the finger at the offender. So we have a police officer calling out the crimes of the Somalian community. And then when the Somalian community gets involved, he does everything in his power to go ahead and backstep all over himself. And that's exactly what he does. Why do they commit crimes, friends? That's exactly why. They're given permission to commit crimes. Here, I want you to hear this as well. This is an individual that took the time to kind of show you what was going on here. And I can hear somebody say right now, you're stereotyping. No, not stereotyping whatsoever. The Zionists are using the Muslim to go after Goyim. Those are white European people. They're going after white people. They're the ones that are playing the racist. Understand? That's what, in fact, is happening. I want to show you this because this picture and what I'm going to highlight right here is showing you an individual who was arrested 72 times, who took a white woman and he set her on fire and murdered her, okay? Then there was another man who was arrested 45 times, and then he murdered another white woman. Okay. And then we have another individual who was arrested 39 times, and then he murdered another white woman. And then we have another man who was arrested 33 times, who ended up murdering a white man. And then we have another one in North Carolina. You all know of this case, who was arrested 17 times and decides to take on a train a little knife and start stabbing on the back of a neck of a refugee from another country, namely the Ukraine, who ended up murdering this white woman who was from a different country. Listen carefully, friends.
This picture right here, this should be pissing yeah. every single American off. On the left, we have Lawrence Reed. He was arrested 72 times until he lit an innocent girl on fire. And that happened in Chicago. You guessed it, a blue city. Next, we have Timothy Bowler, and he was arrested 45 times until he killed this woman. And if you guessed he was from a blue city, you'd be
okay,
right.
He's Queens, saying blue city as Democrats. That's up to Alexander suggest they have a right to break the law, which they don't.
Until he killed a young woman. And you guessed it, blue city, Columbia, South Carolina. And next up, we have David Mazariegos. He was arrested 33 times until he killed this man. And you guessed it, another blue city, Brooklyn, New York. And finally, we have DeCarlos Brown, arrested 14 times until he killed this woman. And you guessed it, another blue city, Charlotte, North Carolina. Wake up, America. Democrats do not care about you.
Okay, and that was his objective. And obviously, we know constitutionally there is no such thing as a Democrat. And again, what it comes down to is if there is a left, that is the fruit of what you call the right. Because again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Here, let me show you what's being encouraged in the United States of America. This was from 2019 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. These were a bunch of 12-year-old kids that are now about 18 years old. And interestingly enough, they're singing songs in Arabic about how they're going to behead and they're going to kill Americans. No joke. We will sacrifice our souls without hesitation. These are kids. We will chop off their heads. And we will liberate the sorrowful and exalted Al-Qaeda Mosque. This is in Pennsylvania. We will lead the army of Allah, fulfilling his promise. And we will subject them to eternal torture. He's talking about you, friends. Rebels, rebels, rebels. They're talking about you in America, in Pennsylvania. This is back in 2019. So don't tell me, friends, that people that are standing up and demanding the deportation of these people, that they don't have a right to do so, because these people don't have a right to advocate for the very things that they are concerning the act of treason. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I just want to go on to live chat right now. I just received information that in Texas, they just had a tornado hit, which means the phone lines are down because that's where our phone lines come in from. So I'm saying that for the very purpose, if you're trying to call in, that's what's going on today. Again, no one can control the weather there except the Lord, right? But I just had an individual online saying you just jumped way off base there from corrupt doctrine being preached in churches to who's being coward used other than the controlled puppets. I'm completely lost on that one. I don't understand it. I don't know if that's a shot. I don't know if you're trying to say something different than what it's coming across as or how it's coming across. But again, if that's the case as to how I feel that you're taking it or trying to make it, leveling that at some of the things that I'm talking about, prove otherwise in Scripture. And show me as well, when we talk about civil law in this institution of government that we have, you tell me where any said representative in the United States of America has a right to violate the law or transgress the law. Because the thought that I'm getting from you is you're completely backwards, and it's unscriptural what you're talking about. We have every right in the world to defend ourselves from what's going on. We're not calling for the murder of anyone. And people are talking about, well, what about the violence? What about the violence? We're not talking about violence here when we're defending ourselves, friends. We're talking about defending ourselves against those that mean to assail us and to conquer us. That's called foreign invasion. And guess who's supposed to be called up during foreign invasion in the time of this invasion that we're seeing today concerning the said representatives that are alluring them in treasonously? Guess who's supposed to deal with them? The militia is. And guess who's demonizing the militia more than the mainstream media and their useful idiots? Nobody is. Read Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. And show me otherwise, going back to the Word of God, where the opposite is true concerning what I just told you. We're going to hold to the Word of God. We're going to hold to constitutional law. But if someone assails me and I see somebody committing the act of treason within the office, I have every right in the world to call up the provision that our forefathers established, namely Article 2, Section 4. And not only stop there, but also bring prosecutorial measures concerning their crimes that are being committed against us. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Where some people get off, it's like they mean to defend their oppressors. They think that they're going to be safe if they try to defend them and what they intend to do to them. And what they do is they shoot the messengers that are trying to tell them what's going on. It doesn't get any more backwards than that, people. It really, really doesn't. I wanted to play something here for you as well. This is a guy named Dane Wigington. And he just happened to be on the CIA operatives show, Tucker Carlson, you know, the one that lied about it, and then he told the truth, and then he lied again, and then he had to tell the truth. Remember that? Yeah. With that, interesting, about 1 o'clock last night, I get up, and I look out the window, and I see your government using military airplanes spraying chemicals down on you. Got up about 3 o'clock. I noticed that your government was dropping chemicals down on the population, not just in Minnesota, but throughout the United States of America. About 5 o'clock in the morning, I got up and I noticed they were making checkerboards all over the skies. People, if you want to know why there's a weather modification going on, it's them doing it. In the process of poisoning the people, the population. This is your military doing this. This is why they're trying to basically outlaw this throughout the United States of America. So let me go full circle. 7 o'clock in the morning, I seen that they were spraying chemicals down on the people while they were sleeping. This is your military. Oh, for the record, it's all in the congressional record. And it's been there. They've been doing this in Minnesota since 1968. Here, I want you to listen to Dale Wigington discussed the evidence of governmental chemtrail programs, and you can find it in Deuteronomy 28:24, because it again is a sign of judgment upon a disobedient people. Listen carefully.
Over to you to explain, what are these lines in the sky that we have all seen?
There's sprayed particulate dispersion. There is no theory in this equation. Bottom line is, when we have up-close film footage of these aircraft at altitude, KC-10s, KC-135s, C-17 Globemasters, with nozzles visible turning dispersions on and off. This is not, quote, condensation. GeoengineeringWatch.org is the only entity that has taken a NOAA flying lab, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab, top scientists in it, to sample what these heavy aircraft are emitting at altitude. That sample was processed at Rensselaer Polytechnic in New York, one of the world's most renowned testing institutions. We found exactly what we knew we would find, starting with aluminum nanoparticles. Bioavailable freeform aluminum is toxic to all life, period. That element is named...
This is what they're spraying down on the population throughout the United States. This is worldwide, by the way.
Element. So again, there's no theory involved in any of this. And what's so incredibly profound in this equation, Tucker, you have the entire global climate science community, governments all over the world saying we need to put aircraft in the air immediately to disperse light scattering particles. And we use the science terms at geoengineeringwatch.org. because the chemtrails term is the instant marginalization term by design. You bring that term up, any elected official won't talk to you anymore. Media will immediately marginalize you. Solar radiation management, stratospheric aerosol injection, cloud albedo enhancement, climate engineering. If we stick to the science terms, they can't marginalize us. So again, this elephant in the sky that we're told is a conspiracy theory is exactly what the entire global climate science community says we need to deploy immediately to slow down the warming of the planet. Stated purpose to deflect some of the sun's incoming thermal energy. We know these programs, not surprisingly, are making a bad situation worse, not better. And, Tucker, they're being used as a form of warfare. And we know that. We have countries like Iran, constantly demonized, of course, as you well know. Immediately after 9/11, we have the list of countries to be targeted given to General Wesley Clark, a list that clearly existed before 9/11 even occurred. Yep. Subsequently, every one of those countries, every one of them, was endured a once-in-1,000-year drought. Statistically, that's mathematically, right. That's impossible without climate intervention operations. And we have the leader of Iran.
They're creating drought, people.
On the floor of UN, on film, on the record, stating NATO was cutting off their precipitation. We have Iranian top scientists recently stating NATO's been doing this for 40 years.
Yep.
Destabilize the food supply by destabilizing the rain, and you destabilize the population.
And that's exactly what I've said since day one. They're creating drought on top of the fact that they're poisoning the people. But I do want you to understand that if Dane Wigington is on Tucker Carlson's show, this shows you that there's pressure coming from the people demanding a response to the truth of the matter when it comes to chemtrails. That's the only reason that he's covering it. It's always a good sign when you see, thank you, the lines are back up if you'd like to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. The lines just went up. Texas must be back in operation, and they're getting their power flow. So the lines are wide open for you, friends. But back to my point. If Tucker is highlighting this, this is showing you, friends, that they have to address it. But what Dane Wigington is sharing with us right now, friends, first of all, like I said, it's not happening just in America. It's happening worldwide. But they're creating drought. They're creating drought. They're spraying also. It's not just populated areas, but it's also the farmland. They're creating something that they want you to believe that just happened out of nowhere, and that's global warming. They're the ones responsible for creating it, okay? Just wanted to get that out of the way as well. So we got that out there. Now, what I want to do, due to the fact that I've got a short segment coming up, and I want to make clear, too, when I'm responding to live chat, the way that I'm responding to live chat, the only thing I can do is go off what you wrote, okay? And I responded to what I seen written to the best way that I could. I said pro or con, okay? But the fact of the matter is I just want to put things into perspective, and I'm always going to reinforce it and align it to the Word of God, regardless of how it was said. So I think people that watch this show, I think you should get kind of over the hump of worrying about how people are taking you or your emotions or if somebody hurts your feelings. Folks, we're in this together. We're all going the same direction. We got to man up a little bit here and understand that if we're going to win this war, we're going to have to do this thing together, and we're going to have to quit being so sensitive about the way people respond to you. I have the phone lines open for people to take shots at me all day long. And I'm going to give it to you again. Here's your option and your opportunity. 281-845-4704. Let me get over to this. Just recently, Franklin Graham, as you all know, I wrote this a couple of years back. He's at it again. He's out there doing another unscriptural messaging on his God Loves You tour. Now, if anybody takes the time to read the Word of God, they're not going to find anywhere where, listen to me, and don't take me out of context. Can somebody show me where the Bible says that God loves us? Directly, 281-845-4704. I can show you in Scripture where love is always a demonstration. I can also tell you, because I end every single show this way, so you can see it and hear it for yourself, that we are not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. Love is always set forth in exhibition, not a lip service. How many times did Jesus rebuke the people for saying, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me? How many times did he confront the Pharisees for sitting there saying, you have not the love of God in you? Search the scriptures, he says, right? You know, it's just amazing to me that we hear this God loves you message, but yet that's not the message that Jesus gave. The message that Jesus gave was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But here we have Franklin Graham and his nonsense. I'll tell you what, he's a reproach. His controlled opposition. He's been put up to show people as a standard of their Christianity, as if to suggest that Franklin Graham resembles that in any sense of the word. He is a reproach. He is an embarrassment to the Christian faith. He truly is. Do you see him, friends, confronting the powers that are tolerated for the things that they're advocating for? Or do you see, just like his father, Billy Graham, and Franklin, his son, and his grandson, they are always there as controlled operatives to do what? To promote the next president, regardless of who he is or what he's responsible for doing. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours, an alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them, and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and is made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
Wow, that didn't take long, did it? It really didn't. Okay, guys, as I promise here, I'm going to have to pick this up tomorrow as far as the grams, if you don't mind, because I've got a lot to say about it. And we have, since the phone lines have gone up, I have to just go directly into the phone calls, because I'm going to keep my promise by saying when you call, I'm going to make it your show, and we're going to do just that all over again. So we're going to pull up Frank from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Do we got Frank in Texas?
You got Bob from Texas.
Oh, it said Frank. Sorry about that, Bob. It's okay. We know who you are. You're our friend. Go for it, Bob.
Yeah, I want to make use of our neighborhood watch. Here in Smith County, Texas, we've got 50 groups. I've got all the information, their location, and the police are involved. So the things, you know, neighborhood watch has always been watching for vandals and break-ins and stealing stuff. Really, what the neighborhood watch could be is watching the criminals that are in our commissions, councils, and boards and courts. And I just think it's an opportunity, since people have already aggregated over the decades at neighborhood watches. They only do it once a year, but we could do it where you meet once a month, once a week, whatever.
Yep.
And the police are already involved, and they need our support. So this is a great way to you know, communicate with the police and make sure that they know their oath and, you know, first law.
Amen.
Creation in the Bible, human laws should contradict these.
Yeah, I think really what it comes down to, I'm just thinking about the Good Samaritan and how few people feel that it's their, you know, their duty to actually look out for their neighbors. And we see the parable that Jesus gave unto us about, namely, those that were called to be priests, or, you know, the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, the hierarchy in the religious institutions. When they seen somebody that had need, they were the ones that just overlooked their obligations before God. But it was a foreigner that came into play to actually stand up and do what even the natives wouldn't do in their own backyards. I'm just saying that in part concerning the parable that the Lord gave unto us. There is Good Samaritan laws in the books in the United States of America, but somehow or another, the American people have been taught by the mainstream media again, and they're useful idiots, and they're lying propaganda narratives, that if you see somebody that needs help, it's just almost better for you to do nothing, because we see the courts now are trying to sue people that actually stand up and help the victims fight off or even deal with their perpetrators. That's a sad place to be, but I'm not going to have any of that. And I know you aren't neither, Bob. So I high-five your effort every step of the way. And I was going to ask you a question before you hung up, Bob. Do you remember back in the 1970s and 80s when they had the Guardian Angels in New York City? Do you remember that?
Right. He ran for mayor of New York.
Who's that?
This thing. You know, the guy that wears the red hat, he's the one that started it. I wanted to, we had the biggest protest about ICE taking people without due process, without indictment, without, you know, anyway, we had a big rally at our commissioner's court. We had 40 people that spoke. I was number 39, and I objected to everything they wanted to do because they're bringing in ICE, which is a federal thing.
Yep.
We're not supposed to have a federal police force. The governor or the legislature is supposed to bring them in, not our constable. So anyway, there's a lot of interest. So anyway, I've started a meeting 30 minutes after every Tuesday's commissioner's court. I'm going to be at the library to explain to these people, whoever wants to come, basically our first sentences. But I'm going to jump to the third sentence, which is the first of the Constitution, and that's, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, on and on, provide for the common defense. And so, see, that could be one of the four legs of this neighborhood watch thing, so we can educate these people, because they're and what they're doing is they're arresting very Christian family oriented Hispanics and breaking up the families, and they're doing it as a trial run for getting the rest of us Christians that are supposedly the pillars of the community.
Right. Well, you know what? Let me add to that. Matter of fact, I got a lot of calls coming up on me right now, Bob, but I do want to say this. That's exactly what it is. It's to wipe away our sovereignty, because the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, another unconstitutional agency, as we have seen, they've been bussing in the illegals into America since its inception. And people still aren't paying attention to what the DHS has defined as domestic terrorists. It just happens to be you, Americans. There's 72 definitions, and you can go online. You can find them. It's all aimed at the American people. This isn't aimed at the illegals. This isn't aimed at foreigners. This is aimed at the Americans. Thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it. Wanted to play this really quick. This
so what
is
happens if you do get thrown out of the Guardian
This
Angels?
Is the Guardian Angels
no,
in New York City. Something
Guardian
Bob was just talking about. I wanted to piggyback
some of these
it.
Have been expelled from the Guardian Angels and have now
and it shows you, folks, that the people are taking
themselves.
Responsibility and they
the
were looking
Guardian.
Out for each other back in the 70s and in the 80s. And again, it's one of those things that we have to do. A great example in front of us right now. Some people are saying, you know what, Bradley, we got to follow the rule of law. I have never spoken outside of the scope of our authority. I have never one time advocated violence, never one time. But I'm also here to tell you that when someone advocates violence against me, I will defend myself. And to suggest otherwise is ridiculously disingenuous and ignorant, to say the least. That's why we have the Second Amendment. It's amazing to me how people are so backwards. They try to take things out of your mouth and they try to put things in your mouth. I am for reformation. I am for lawful reform. But you can see the lawless through the media and through the halls of government. They're not ruling folks according to law because they're not our rulers. They're our representatives. They operate through delegated authority. You have it completely backwards. Amen. Let's go ahead and take our friend John from South America. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, John. What say you, my friend?
The Declaration of Independence says we the people. Does the Constitution say that also after they came out of the Articles of Confederation?
Oh, I have it right in front of me. I mean, it just what Bob just got done reading.
It's an honest question. It's not a gotcha.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking you were. But what's your question? I mean, I'm putting it right in front of me. Again, going back to the Congress, it says we the people. I don't find that in the Declaration.
That's the Declaration of Independence.
Can you show me where it says that, John, in the Declaration? I can see that. In
we the people, as far as forming a more perfect union, et cetera.
No, that's the preamble to the Constitution.
I was listening to Bob, so I kind of got off what
that's
I wanted
okay.
to say. Is that okay? That,
yep.
We could talk about this later, but I think I called just to say that I've played guitar for over 50 years, and people don't understand that as far as like when you deal with your commenters and all of this and people that listen to you and don't understand your energy, they have to understand that the hardest working man in the band is the drummer, always.
Thank you, guy. That was unsolicited, too. I totally appreciate that. Because if I make a mistake, then guess what? Everybody's going to notice the guitar player, the bass player. They can make mistakes all day long, but nobody's going to notice it like they're going to notice the drummer. It almost has to be perfect. That's why we use metronomes and until we get our natural one back or right, instituted and learned within ourselves. So we have that natural metronome working within ourselves. Thank you for that, John. And by the way, I John, when you call in, I'm not ever taking you out of context. I don't take it like you're ever taking a shot at me. I appreciate it, but it doesn't say that in the Declaration. It does say that at the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. As a matter of fact, if you take it a step further, when you look at the state preambles, it'll also say the same thing there. So we're just getting that on track, and we're aligning ourselves. So I appreciate the phone call big time. We got Chris calling from Chris. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome
hey.
To the Sons of Liberty, Chris.
Yes,
what
sir.
Say you, my friend? You got about 1 minute. It's all
yeah,
yours.
Well, now we know the secret to your energy bunny status. You're God's little drummer boy.
That is true.
But I hear you. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Window Washer Chris. I'm affectionately known as Window Washer Chris in KHNC Radio Land. But I'll just show a quick anecdote if I've got time. I might have to call back tomorrow. But I work at the temple. I'm LDS Mormon, and we've been instructed. We were in a training meeting. We were being instructed on how to respond to an active shooter. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing, Bradley.
Okay.
They were telling
you
us.
Know what? You know what, Chris? You know what, Chris? Sorry about that guy. I got a heartbreak yeah. coming up on me. It's the end of the show. Give me a call tomorrow. Let's pick up this conversation. I always appreciate you as well, Chris. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Love you about what we do, and we'll talk to you in See y'all.